All right, everyone's talking about the Netflix series When They See Us, which tells the story of Kevin Richardson, Raymond Santana, Antron McCrae, Yusef Salaam, and Corey Wise, also known as the Central Park Five. The series by filmmaker Ava DuVernay re-examines the accusations, the false confessions, and the aftermath of the case against the boys who were teenagers back then when they were accused of raping a jogger in Central Park. Former prosecutor Linda Fairstein is now facing a new round of backlash and criticism thanks to the Netflix series. Linda Fairstein, who is played by Felicity Huffman, is portrayed in the show as immediately convinced of the boys' guilt, despite no physical evidence linking them to the scene and descriptions in their confessions that didn't match the crime scene. After Mateus Reyes, a serial rapist, confessed to the attack in 2002, and DNA confirmed his account, the men were then exonerated. As we mentioned, the backlash continues. Linda Fairstein has just resigned as a member of the Board of Trustees at Vassar College, and there is also an online push to boycott her bestseller crime novels and her books. So there you go. They're just, I mean, you know, it's not a lot they can do because those boys, they're men now. They can't get that time served back. But, you know.
Oh, it's a very good series.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to watch it, man.
It's called When They See Us. Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. I didn't know what it was. I saw the billboards and then I saw.
And they pretty much stuck. They pretty much stuck to the facts.
Oh, yeah. They pretty much stuck to the facts. But it's their life after they get out that's really disturbing.
Yeah.
How they had to be treated.
Yeah, and they sue the city, right?
Yeah.
And they got $41 million. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much?
$41 million.
Mm. Because the system looked at them as if they were still guilty.
They were still,
and they would not admit to them being guilty.
Yeah.
You know how you go to the meeting like, hi, I'm a drug addict, I'm something. No, mm-hmm. they wouldn't even do it. Ah, I'm a rapist. They would not admit to that. Mm. They wouldn't even.
No,
because they didn't do it.
They
coerced those confessions out of them. Though they said only two out of the five boys even knew each other.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah, these kids didn't even know each other.
No, they on tape lying about the other boys, but they couldn't even remember their name.
Right, right, yeah.
And Corey Wise, we met him, Shirley, at the Circle of Sisters Expo at our home station, 107.5 mm-hmm. WBLS mm-hmm. in New York.
I remember.
We had a chance. Yeah, mm-hmm. we had a chance to meet and talk with him. Very, very nice guy, and he was very young. He was one of the youngest ones that went through.
They were
what
like 15, 17,
yeah.
really young.
Yeah.
But Carly, I have forgotten all about that till you mentioned it to me that we have met him. I do remember that young man. Mm-hmm. What a very, very, I mean, after all he's gone through, wasn't bitter or anything.
Yeah. And it's going
to
make
they listen
you,
to the show, mm-hmm. Steve. They do.
Yeah.
So they just plotted this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah. And wasn't Donald Trump, didn't he have a lot to say around that time?
Took out a full page ad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop and frisk,
from what I remember.
Yeah.
You know, this par for his course. Those young men, man, sadly, it happens to so many people falsely charged. I remember I was 14, 15. If you got shot in the hood where we lived and your parents or grandparents was around and they knew it was like not too deep in you, like in your leg or backyard, they took it out at home.
Oh.
Because they didn't want to take their sons up to that hospital because, you know, you got to report any gunshot.
Oh.
And because prosecutors try to build cases back in the day like they do now, and there wasn't no forensic science, they would put cases on dudes.
Wow.
Wow. Oh,
so a lot of times, man, if you got shot in the hood and it didn't look like it was deep, they tried to get the bullet out at the house. Instead of taking you up there and then here come the police with that okey-doke they was pulling. It was a lot of that, man.
Well, Unc, when you think about watching it, Unc? When you think about watching it?
Oh, I'm going to watch it.
Because the day you watch it, make sure you ain't got to go nowhere. Because if you see somebody, you going to get mad as hell.
Mm.
Yeah. But you know what? I am glad that this story has finally made it to the mainstream and where people can really get the truth behind this story. Because that was just a terrible, just blotch on this country, how they did those boys, you know, not the first time, and I'm sure it won't be the last, but it was really horrible how they were treated. All right, Nephew Tommy is up next with a prank phone call as we switch gears right after this.